This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. An Egyptian-American is free from custody in Syria after spending nearly a week in Syrian hands. He was detained after taking photos of protesters in Syria's capital, Damascus. Mohammed Radwan is an engineer whose parents are Egyptian. He was born in Texas and got his degree at Texas A&M. He'd been working in Syria for 9 months, but had traveled to Egypt to witness the Tahrir Square uprisings. Mohammed Radwan is now back in Cairo, and he joined us to talk about his experience. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You were at a demonstration at the main mosque in Syria's capital, I gather, when you were detained. What exactly were you doing? I know photographing, but what else?
That's correct. It was the Friday prayer, and I was at the main Umayyad mosque. And, all of a sudden people had gotten up, and there was a little bit of commotion. And so automatically, I think it's standard now, people just instinctively just pulled out their mobile phones and camera phones and started taking pictures. I did the same thing. And as people kind of moved out to the outside area in the mosque, I started tweeting about the whole commotion. And it's at this point that an official walked up to me and started asking me what I was doing.
And at what point did they grab you?
Well, it was at that instant where my response was that I was writing a message, and they asked me if any internet was involved, and I said it was just a message to a friend, and they excused me over to a side, and they said, well, you're gonna have to come with us, basically.
What were the conditions that you were held in?
I was held under quite reasonable conditions, especially given their reputation. I was in a holding cell. First few days, I had a roommate, and the last few days, I was by myself. But the conditions were surprisingly comfortable, and at one point, they got really friendly and started offering me tea, and I got to shower, and I got my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I started thinking, you know, maybe word had gotten out.
Well, the Syrian government never did charge you with any crime, but they did accuse you of being a spy for Israel, saying that you had sold photos and videos of the protest. You visited Israel, which is a crime in Syria. There have been accounts of your interrogation and a supposed confession on Syrian state television. What about all of that?
You know, there's never actually an accusation of spying. What I think happened was during the video that everyone saw, they tried to shape the video in order for people to make that insinuation on their own. However, there's no accusation of actually spying for Israel.
And the video, though, is where you were shown on Syrian state television.
That's correct. The video that they had aired on Saturday night, I believe, asking me a bunch of questions of a trip to Israel, which actually did not happen. I've never been to Israel before, or Palestine.
Why do you think you were released?
I think there's a lot of diplomatic pressure. I think there's a lot of, from both sides, from the U.S. side and from the Egyptian side, I think there's a lot of online activism that push international media and push my story to the forefront.
What is next for you? Will you go back to your job in Syria? And will you continue to tweet about the protest movements?
You know, at this point, I feel like I'm going to take a little bit of time off and spend some time with my family. And any return to Syria is probably, I'm just not really even thinking about right now. As far as tweeting, I will definitely be tweeting.
Mohammed Radwan is an Egyptian-American who was detained by Syrian authorities for a week and released last Friday. He spoke to us from Cairo. Thanks very much.
Thank you.